All right, so we're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. The event owners called the police on us. Peaceful street preachers. And the event people called the police on us, and the police just said, you're perfectly fine, you're perfectly legal. We're loving our neighbor, warning you about the wrath of God that's coming. Warning you about sin and worldliness. We're warning you about every false way. We're telling you about the goodness of God and also the severity of God, which is going to cause you to be judged and sent away from your Creator in weeping and gnashing of teeth. You can avoid the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. You can avoid the judgment of God by coming out of the world, by coming out of the church systems, by coming out of the culture and every false fleshly way. While salvation is free, there is a great cost to follow Christ. Salvation is absolutely free, but the cost is lose your life, Matthew 10. I'm standing here with my brother and my wife, and I know that it cost them greatly to follow Jesus. Not an hour and a half on Sunday morning. The cost is come, lose your life, surrender your ways, your will, your flesh, your desire for entertainment that leads to the wrath of God, and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and in truth. The truth is the Word of God. So unless you're following the Word of God in spirit, in truth, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Loving our neighbor, overcoming the obstacles, getting to talk to the police and give them the gospel, getting to be at peace with all men if it were possible. It is not always possible to be at peace with all men, but we try as much as we can. And so we are peaceful, but the words that do cut, we know. As I just talked to the police officer, he said, you know, the words can make people angry and you could be violently accosted. I said, yes, sir, officer, I know that. They killed Jesus. They killed the disciples. They killed the prophets. I did ask him, under law, is there any reason, anything I say, someone should hit me? And he said, no. I said, so it isn't lawful for the violence. So not only is it against God's order that we don't beat each other up, it's against man's order. It's called assault when you threaten or punch someone. So consider that today. Being at peace with all men, loving the Lord thy God by obeying him and coming out of the world. You don't love God if you're not coming out of the world, neighbors. You don't love God if you entertain your flesh. All these things to consider as we lift up Christ crucified on this beautiful day.
I'm good.
You okay?
You can't be good unless you're in the Lord.
I'm good.
And the only way you can be good is through the gospel. You must repent, you must be born again, and you must be walking in holiness and obedience in his ways. And if you're out here loving this world and the things of it, you're not good with God.
Mm-hmm. Bible so says I was in an James evangelical 4:4. I was an evangelical when I was 17. Then I kind of was like, oh, there's lots of ways to do this. There's lots of ways to live life.
If you want to live it in deception, there is.
No.
But if you want to live in the truth,
there's ways. No,
the Bible is the truth.
No, it isn't.
Jesus
actually
is the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life.
I'm going to try to see if I can block this. There you go.
Thanks, honey.
So are you saying Jesus is a liar?
There's lots of ways.
Are you saying he's a liar?
I'm not even going to.
No one comes to the Father except by him. Either he's a liar
or you're lying.
Right?
You really need this to be so.
No, God.
The Bible.
Read John 1.
The
Word was in the beginning. Christ was in the beginning. He is the Word. He's the Word that came flesh.
Here's what I'm telling
you.
Are you okay?
The Word is written. Hebrews 1.
She's fine. She's preaching the oracles of God.
Are you okay?
Absolutely.
Because life is uncertain. He used to speak to the prophets. Now he speaks through his Word.
And sometimes we attach, like I did.
So you need to prove that Jesus is a liar. And I'm going to cut you off now because now you're a mocker.
No.
You need to go on your way.
We attach ourselves to our Creator, Jesus Christ, and that's his Word. And you and the culture attach themselves to Satan's kingdom.
No, so the certainty thing.
What's that, ma'am?
It's the need to be certain.
Now you're using,
you know what I'm certain
you're
about?
Using
I'm
psychology.
You need right. to prove that Jesus
there's
is
a
alive.
Psychology is a satanic mind science.
It hinges on Christ
yes,
and who he was.
It's no, it isn't.
Ma'am, it's all about Christ.
Ready? Sigmund Freud was a sexual pervert and a child molester. He's the one that invented the modern psychology system.
So was Donald Trump.
He's also a corrupt man. I don't promote him. And
oh, great. Well, that's a relief. Yeah.
Ready?
Now, listen.
Sigmund Freud said, ready? I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Here, I'm just going
to
say
Sigmund Freud said, every man wants to have sex with his mother. That's wickedness.
You need things to be
no, ma'am. We need to preach the gospel, and we're just going to do that. We're
going
to preach the gospel and lift up Jesus Christ. There's only one way to eternal life. I think we're done, ma'am. I think we're done, ma'am. We're not bothering you. You can walk on. There's only one way to find eternal life. Don't listen to the world as the world tells you that there's many ways. The only way is the shed blood of Jesus Christ. The only way is the death, burial, and resurrection.
There are many ways.
And if you're willing to seek after Jesus Christ in spirit and truth, ma'am, you're now harassing us, ma'am. The police are right there. They're going to see that you're harassing us. We don't want to talk to you anymore. So here, my wife and I are going to walk over here. We're going to go walk over here. Now you're going to follow us. You're getting in our face and harassing us. We don't
want
to hear your psychology mind science. Excuse me. We don't
want to
hear your psychology mind science. You could just go on your way. Thank you. We're here lifting up Jesus Christ, King of Kings. Holy is the Lamb of God, dealing with mockers today. People that tell us about psychology. Sigmund Freud, who was a child molester. Did you know that, brother? Sigmund Freud, the father of the psychological teachings, was a child molester. And I just told that lady, he said this quote. He believed, this guy was a pervert, and he's the father of modern psychology. He said, every man really wants to have sex with his mother. This is the guy that they built modern psychology on, and that's what that lady was just trying to spew. Fighting down the ways of man and the Colossians 2:8 rudiments of man and preaching the truth today.